Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Coach Sean McDermott's appearance on WGR is being brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Kaleida Health, the official healthcare provider of the Buffalo Bills. By Dunn Tire, official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills. And by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop at northtownkia.com.
And Bills head coach Sean McDermott joins me on the West Her Hotline right now. Good morning, Coach. Happy Friday to you.
Morning, Sal. Happy Friday as well to you.
So we were just talking about some memories, a couple of them I want to bring up. You were asked the other day about the breaking the drought, the night of breaking the drought. You had a fantastic long answer, I think, that was really cool about, you know, that night and coming off the plane. One thing I wanted to ask you that wasn't asked on Wednesday was, do you remember being on the sidelines? I'm the sideline reporter, and I saw fans yelling to players the score of the games going on. Like, did you know that was happening during the game that night?
No, I didn't. Honestly, I had Matt Warzook, my assistant, giving me the updates of the two games that were of importance to us. But I don't usually hear that. But that's pretty fascinating to hear at this point.
And what that was the other part of it, which was, were you staying in contact with what was going on in the other games? You kind of have to coach your game, but you certainly have to try to be cognizant of what's going on.
Yeah, no, you're right. It was definitely, you know, kind of balancing our game and also being aware of what was going on with those other two games. Just, if for nothing else, you know, how we were needing to handle our game maybe,
sure.
But also just to be out in front of it for when our game ended as to how, you know, I wanted to address the team. And it was a pretty interesting evening.
And then let's go way back. 32 years ago today, Coach, the Buffalo Bills had, at the time, the largest comeback in NFL history. I still believe it's the greatest comeback in NFL history based on the stakes of being a wild card game. And I know you weren't attached with the Buffalo Bills at the time. Do you remember that, though? You and I are about the same age. Do you remember that particular weekend and that comeback or anything around it?
I do. I was growing up then and a fan of football, and then in this case watched quite a bit of that game and watched that whole thing unfold, and pretty cool now to be a part of it and attached to this organization.
Yeah, very cool for sure. There's only 80,000 people that were allowed to be there, Sean, but we hear from 800,000 people who say we're there. So, you know, everybody says that they were at the game. All right, let's get into your game here against the New England Patriots on Sunday. Let's get, first of all, to our Barnes Firm injury report brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured? For help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. Is there anyone you know, injury related or otherwise, that won't be playing on Sunday?
Terrell Bernard will not play. Ruled him out somewhat earlier in the week. He'll practice a little bit today in a limited fashion. Curtis Samuel, DeMar Hamlin, Cam Lewis, Taylor Rapp, they will all be limited today. Most of those guys are expected to play. We'll see on Curtis. He'll probably be listed as questionable at the end of the day today.
On Terrell, Coach, how do you feel about his progress? Obviously, you have a bigger picture in mind for next week with him to be able to be available for your first playoff game. How do you feel about that situation?
Yeah, I feel pretty good about it. Honestly, the same question I asked our trainer yesterday afternoon, and he feels good about it. And so because of that, I feel good about it. I think TB is going to be ready to go at this point for next week.
We did talk about, and you've acknowledged that Josh Allen will start in this game. He will be out there for a very limited amount of snaps because he will obviously extend his starting streak. What about the starting offensive line? Do you have a plan there? Anything you'd like to reveal? I mean, if Josh is out there, are they going to be out there? How will all this work? You only have certain numbers, obviously, which get a little bit tricky how you need to play this.
Yeah, I mean, our starting O-line is not – they're going to be dressed, most of them, but they will not be out there, ideally. It'll be a lot of those guys who've been busting their butts to, you know, as backups all year long, and so we're going to give them an opportunity to perform and see what they can do.
And then you talked about some of those guys getting a shot. This is a really interesting week for these guys, right? Can you take us into some of the guys who don't normally get a chance to play, who are going to get some more extended time, and what those conversations are like with them, and obviously from a team aspect to win the game, but also, hey, putting your best foot forward on film going forward for this organization or their careers?
I mean, there's a lot of – it's an interesting week. It really is. And it seems like every year when you're in this type of situation, it gets even more interesting and things you're trying to balance, things you're trying to deal with. And number one, we want to win the game. Number two, and then beyond that, there's a lot of things that come into play. There's some guys with certain incentives that come up, and it seems like that's becoming more and more relevant year to year. And then you've got guys who you want to look at. You'd love to bring – practice squad guys up as many as possible, but you're only allocated two. So there's a lot of you try your best to make everyone happy and try and at the same time keep things in proper order here in terms of what's important. So it's an interesting week, no doubt.
And then one thing that it seems is important to the guys on offense because they're embracing this is maybe possibly breaking the record of having 14 different players catch a touchdown pass. I find it fascinating how much they've really kind of leaned into this, and they really believe this is a cool team, you know, record if they can get a chance to break it. From your perspective, watching that unfold, how cool is that?
Oh, it's whenever you can. I mean, these records are built over a long, long course of time, and so it is just it's special to watch when you get a chance, or one of your players or your team, or in this case an offense, gets a chance to break a record that's been built over many, many years. And you know, Jimbo's got a chance to break a record.
Yes.
In this case, the record you're talking about already with the touchdown catches. And you know, I hope we get a chance to do all that. Certainly, again, we want to win the game and keep players healthy. But that would be a great added benefit if we can do some of those things, and a real special moment for our team.
Sean, what did you learn about the Patriots when you played them 2 weeks ago?
Well, I think they're doing a good job. You know, they're somewhat I'll call it a transition year, and those years are difficult. A lot of challenges. You're trying to get things figured out, who you are, what you have, what you don't have, what you need for the future. And I think Coach Mayo has done a really good job of, it seems like, steadying the ship. And it's not easy, of course, when you replace a Hall of Famer like Coach Belichick and what he's been able to accomplish. You know, being the next guy in is not easy. And so I think they've done a good job. It appears they have a good quarterback for their future, and been very impressed with some of the games that they've played overall this season.
Yeah, and on the quarterback, Drake May, he impressed me a couple of weeks ago. What do you see from the young quarterback and his growth over the film that you've watched from him, you know, maybe through the second half of the year?
He's got size. He's got arm talent, accurate, seems to understand, you know, what the defense are that are being thrown at him, which happens quite frequently to a young quarterback. A lot of coordinators try and put a lot of defenses or multiple looks in front of a young quarterback, and I think he knows where to go with the ball, which is sometimes quite a bit of the battle when you're young and new in the league here.
And finally, Coach, I want to just ask you about the Pro Bowl. You guys had quite a few guys named as alternates. Only two made the team, Josh Allen and Deion Dawkins. But we'll give those guys their props here. Connor McGovern, James Cook, DeMar Hamlin, Terrell Bernard, Reggie Gilliam, Ed Oliver, Spencer Brown, and Dalton Kincaid. I would think from all those guys, you know, there's other guys who everybody feels maybe, you know, should make it. But the one name that keeps coming up from Bills fans is Christian Benford. So I'd like to ask you a little bit about what you've seen from his growth and Christian Benford, the season that he's put together to help your defense.
Well, I think a lot of our players, Christian being one of them, deserved recognition that they didn't get. And, you know, there's a lot of reasons for that. We all know that it's not just about one thing. There's other things that come into play. And at the end of the day, we've talked about it as a team. And, you know, look, it's some of us need to use it as motivation moving forward. And I think Shavers is a great example in a different way, but a similar connected way of, hey, you go back to work, you continue to work on your craft, you have great routines, you control your process, and that's all you can do, because that's, at the end of the day, you don't have a vote, and so you're kind of subject to, sometimes it's a PR game out there as well, so that is what it is, and it's unfortunate, but there's a lot of guys that do get recognized, and rightfully so, but there are some guys I feel like on our team that deserve more than they got.
And Sean, before I let you go, I just got the alert. Mike White has been signed from the practice squad. I asked you about this the other day, and you said it might be difficult, and you don't necessarily want to have Josh have to, you know, be the backup. But it appears, though, that Mike White will have a chance, obviously, to suit up and maybe play in this game.
Right. That's the plan. You know, he'll be suited up, and hopefully we get a chance to get him in the game. And I'm anxious to and excited to look at Mike. He's done a phenomenal job with us, and I'm hoping that comes to fruition on Sunday afternoon there.